Thanks for selecting me tonight. First-time clients are always a blast. When you saw me, was there anything in particular that you had in mind? Recognize you? What do you mean? If you saw me on Tinder, that's how I get clients, so maybe that's what you mean? Yeah, that was my high school. History class? Wait, are you the nerd who sat behind me? Oh. Huh. You know, I had a thought that maybe that was you. But then I thought, why would he be so fucking stupid to want to go down memory lane before putting his cock in me? But I guess you're just as weird as he used to be. Oh, God, did you track me down here? Have you been looking for me all these years? Oh, that's kind of pathetic, don't you think? What, because we shared notes once? You think that that was some kind of connection? God, you haven't changed, have you? You could have just played it cool and just pretended this was a nice, clean transaction, but instead you thought I wanted to reminisce. Yeah, feels kind of whack, don't you think? Yeah, you're a paying customer, and there are no refunds. I guess on one hand, it's a little surprising to see me here. I bet you think you hit the lottery, don't you? Does my dad know I'm here? Yeah, he does. He's not happy about it, but he's the one who decided to punish me for not getting into my college of choice or graduating in the top 20% of my class. So he's refusing to pay for the lifestyle he got me accustomed to. Asshole. So instead, his little princess is making good money, whoring her wet, sweet pussy out. Sure, I could have an OnlyFans, but like, where's the fun in that? Seeing how many of you come in here and pretend to be holier than thou on the regular, that's what gets me off. Plus, they can't hide behind a screen name and pretend that they don't want me. It's kind of fun, being in the lineup and always being picked. My dad should be proud, right? I'm the top 1%. On the other hand, I can't help but think it's a little pitiful. Especially you. God, I treated you like shit in high school. Why would you want to be anywhere near me? Sure, I'm hot. Clearly. Did you think I was going to be nice to you? Oh, sweetheart. No. That's not on the menu. You can book another, you know, GFE type if you want. But don't forget, I keep all your money. You either fuck me or you have to rebook. I guess you've done well for yourself if you can afford me. Just how much money are you going to let me suck out of you? Anyway, where do you want me? The position options are on the wall, as are the toys you can use on me. All three holes are available to you. My feet, my tits, my ass, not many limits at all. However, for you, I'm not faking shit. You wanted to get real. Here it is. The only reason you even get to be near me is because I set the price and your happy ass paid it. You even tipped me extra, so I guess that's a plus in your column. Time's a-wasting.
You only bought me for a certain time block, so make a decision, my guy. Blowjob, okay. And then? Missionary and, anal? Well, boring as ever, huh? Okay, pull your pants down and let's get started. Or I can do it for your lazy ass. Come here. All right, sit back. Here's my body. Just like you imagined, or better? Don't answer. I know what I'm working with, asshole. I know the second your cock is inside me, you're gonna struggle not to come immediately. Less work for me. Remember, this isn't romance. Use your hands, your cock, and your brain. If you can figure that out. This is just a standard blowjob. Really? The purpose of it is just to make sure that you can slip into my pussy and my ass. You know, well, since there's no guarantee you'll be able to turn me on, it's probably like a negative guarantee you'll turn me on. But you know, you'll probably be just fine. You probably dreamt about this. You poor man. Your only redeeming factor is that you're happily paying for this. I hope you don't have some expectation that I'm somehow gonna fall in love with you. Then you'll get to fuck me for free. That's not how things work. Is that good? Can we, like, you know, start the missionary already? Still haven't found your confidence, huh? It's okay. Lie down on the bed like a nice pillow princess. That's what you're used to, right? Don't crush me while you're up there. Oh, big strong man, huh? No matter how much you hurt me, or stretch me out, the second you walk out that door, if you want me again, you'll have to pay. You're working so hard to make me feel good and want you, but it's just not gonna happen. You You know what I do a lot of the time with guys like you? So I close my eyes and I think about a real man fucking me. Oh, someone that I desperately need to dick me down in ways you have no concept of. This is just amusing, watching you work so hard to not come and to try and win me over. Oh, don't look sad. Or look sad, I don't give a fuck. Ready to take my ass already? Okay. Don't be gentle for my sake. I intake. I'm fine. I feel fine. I'm not gonna tell you I like it. Because I think at this point, you're getting off on me being a bitch. Aren't you? I can feel you throbbing. Fuck. What are you? No one ever picks the ass to mouth option. I'm fine. Are you fine? Anyway, that's it. That's all the time you have. You can clean up over there and get the fuck out. When can you book me again? Oh, there's definitely going to be an upcharge on you. Also, I'm fucking booked and busy. So, you know, you can go home and masturbate all of your fantasies out while you can be on my waiting list for the next however many months. And for the record, you didn't even make me come. Thanks for the tip.